This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As the investigation continues, President Bush says the U.S. wants to capture Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Bin Laden is the Saudi fugitive that officials believe masterminded last week's terrorist attacks that left thousands dead or missing. The FBI is trying to learn more about the hijackers and also whether terrorists planned other plots. NPR's Barbara Bradley joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what about these other plots?
Well, at this point, it's only a suspicion, Bob. On the weekend, as you know, Vice President Dick Cheney said there might have been two other hijackings planned. So the FBI is following that up. For example, the LA Times this morning reported that the FBI wants to know if five people who had reservations on a United Airlines flight for this coming Saturday were planning to hijack a plane. Now, that flight was to go from San Antonio to Denver, and it's been canceled. The FBI is questioning two men who were picked up in Texas last week. They were trying to fly from Newark to San Antonio the same morning of the attacks. And what's interesting about those men is that they were carrying box cutters and a lot of cash when the police picked them up, the same kind of box cutters that the hijackers used last Tuesday. So the FBI is also looking for other kinds of similarities, and they are finding them. For example, they're questioning a man who was picked up carrying a false pilot's license. They're questioning a man who tried to get flight training in Minnesota. Apparently, you know, he wanted to learn how to steer, not land. And they're talking to a man who was carrying a pilot's jacket and had some suspicious photos on him. So what they're doing is they're trying to find these patterns.
Obviously, they've really expanded the investigation.
It's really gotten huge. The FBI is actively following up leads in 10 states, from California to Massachusetts, from Florida to Minnesota. They're looking at flight school records across the country to see if people had gotten training like the hijackers had. They're looking at schools in Arizona and Maryland and Minnesota and, of course, Florida. The government now has 49 people in custody, and I understand perhaps 10 of them may have pilot training similar to the hijackers. All in all, the FBI is looking for more than 175 people. They've arrested a handful. Now, the FBI is not saying how many, but they've arrested a handful on material witness charges, which means that they may know the hijackers, the plot, the network, that kind of thing. And the INS is detaining 49 others. One other thing, the government is chasing down an enormous number of leads, 47,000 leads from the website, 7,700 from the tip line, and then the field offices have received another 26,000. So it's huge.
What about the connections to Osama bin Laden?
Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell said it is, quote, becoming clear with each passing hour that all roads lead to bin Laden. The New York Times is reporting that the FBI believes two of the hijackers are linked to people involved in a plot to bomb holy sites and hotels in Jordan on January 1st, 2000, the millennial plot. It's kind of critical that they try to find a link to bin Laden to justify basically retaliating against him. The FBI also believes that two hijackers had links to people who bombed the USS Cole last year, a bombing that the FBI believes that bin Laden masterminded. So they're really looking at bin Laden closely.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.